All right, everyone, get ready because today we are diving deep, and I mean deep, into RACM identity.
Yeah, this is the one that everyone wants to know more about, but is maybe a little afraid to ask about.
It's the system that's basically the gatekeeper of, well, everything, access and permissions in an organization, right?
Yeah, you got it. We're talking about who gets to see what, who can do what, all that fun stuff.
And thankfully, we've got a ton of material to help us break it all down. We've got user manuals stacked up over here, admin guides, even instructions for the self-service portal.
We're going to try to make some sense of it all for you.
Exactly. Our mission today is to cut through all that technical mumbo jumbo and give you the plain English version of what RACM identity is all about.
Whether you're a newbie, a manager, or just someone who likes to know how things work under the hood, this one's for you.
So let's get right to it. What exactly is RACM identity? Like, if you had to explain it to someone at a party, what would you say?
Honestly, I'd probably just say, imagine a world where you don't need a million keys to get to everything. It's like a really smart key system, but for your whole organization.
Okay, I like that. But how does that actually work in practice?
So RACM, it keeps track of everything, you know, digital files, apps, even physical stuff, like, who knows, maybe even the coffee machine in the break room.
Oh man, I hate it when I can't get my coffee because of some permission issue.
Exactly. And that's where identity comes in. It's like your digital twin in the RACM world.
So like a digital ID card.
Exactly. It tells the system who you are and what you're allowed to access.
Yep.
Then you've got assets. That's basically anything valuable in your organization.
So my identity says I'm allowed to use the industrial strength coffee grinder.
You got it. But your role is what really determines what you can access and what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you're in marketing, your role might give you access to all the marketing materials, but not to, say, financial reports.
Okay, so it's like a really, really organized system for managing who gets to do what.
Exactly. And to make sure those permissions are granted, you know, the right way, there's something called approval workflows.
Because you don't want just anyone accessing sensitive data.
Right. So with RACMM, it's not just a simple yes or no when you request access. You can have different people who need to sign off, depending on what you're trying to access.
So you might need your manager to approve something, or maybe even someone higher up, depending on how sensitive the information is.
And that's where it gets really cool, because RACM can be set up to handle all that automatically.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I did want to mention, I noticed that RACM identity, it actually comes in two different versions, SaaS and managed services.
Oh, good catch. Yeah, that's an important distinction.
Why don't we break that down for our listeners? What's the difference and why should they care?
Think of it like, I don't know, choosing between like a self-driving car and a chauffeured limo.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
With the SaaS version, RACM basically takes care of itself. It's hosted and managed by RACM directly. You don't have to worry about any of the technical stuff.
So it's like having RACM as your own personal IT department, taking care of everything behind the scenes.
Precisely. Now, with managed services, it's more like you've got a dedicated driver.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Well, you still get the RACM experience, but a company called OkiOk handles all the technical heavy lifting. Installation, upgrades, all of it.
Interesting. So it's the same core system, but with different levels of hands-on management.
Exactly. It all depends on what your organization needs, you know, what kind of resources you have available.
So some people might prefer that set it and forget it kind of approach, while others might want that more personalized hands-on service.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork here. We know what RACM is, the key terms, and even the different ways you can actually get it up and running. But how does it all work in the real world? Like, how does RACM actually control who has access to what? So we've talked about digital bouncers and ID cards and all that, but how does RACTM actually enforce those rules? It's not like there's a little RAC/M agent sitting at every computer, right?
Yeah. All right, it's way more sophisticated than that. RACM is actually designed to, like, mirror your organization structure.
Oh, interesting. So it takes into account all the different departments and teams and everything.
Exactly. It uses all those layers to figure out who should have access to what. Think of it like, like a family tree, right?
Okay. I'm starting to see the analogy here.
You inherit certain traits from your parents, right?
Right.
Well, in RACM, lower level groups, they kind of inherit access rights from higher level groups.
I see. So if my company has a top level group, like employees, that has access to basic stuff like email and calendars, anyone in a more specific group, like marketing or engineering, would automatically get those same permissions.
Exactly. It's a really efficient way to make sure everyone has the access they need at each level, but you can still get really specific with those permissions. You know, fine-tune who gets access to what.
That makes sense. But how does RACM know who's who in the first place? Like, how does it tell one employee from another?
That's where those unique identifiers come in.
Right. The digital fingerprints we talked about earlier.
Exactly. RACM uses both primary keys and external keys to keep everything straight.
Okay, now you're just using big words to make me feel small. Break those down for me one more time. What's the difference?
So primary key, that's like your employee ID. It's unique to you, assigned by the system itself.
Okay, so that one's pretty straightforward.
Right. Now, an external key, that's used to link information from other systems into RACM.
Okay, so it's like pulling in data from different places to build a complete profile.
You got it. Like, it might connect to your HR system to pull in your job title or department.
So it's like RACM is piecing together all these clues to make sure it's got the right information about each person.
And here's where it gets really cool. RACM, it can actually combine data points to create, like, truly unique identifiers.
What do you mean?
Let's say you've got two employees with the exact same name, which happens more often than you'd think, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
RACM can use their names, their departments, maybe even their employee IDs, to make sure they each have their own unique identifier. That way, there's no confusion about who has access to what.
That's really impressive. Okay, so we've got our organizational structure. We've got these unique identifiers. What about those approval workflows we talked about earlier? How do those actually work in practice?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They're super flexible. You can customize them to fit your organization's needs.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach?
Nope, not at all. You remember those sensitive assets we talked about?
Yeah.
Like the really important stuff that not just anyone should have access to.
Right, like financial records, customer data, that kind of thing.
With RACM, you can set it up so that certain people have to approve any request to access that information.
So you'd have multiple layers of approval, right?
Exactly. It could be a direct manager, a department head, even a specific security team. You have tons of options. And that's where the automation features come in really handy. Can you imagine having to manually approve every single request?
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Right. So RACM can automate a lot of that. For example, when someone new joins the company.
Oh, that makes sense.
Their account can be automatically created and they can be granted the appropriate access based on their role, all without IT having to lift a finger.
That's got to save a ton of time and headaches.
Exactly. And when someone leaves, RACM can automatically revoke their access.
So no more worrying about former employees still having access to sensitive information.
Exactly. And to keep track of all of this, RACM can integrate with ticketing systems. So every request, every approval, it's all logged and tracked.
So you've got a clear audit trail in case you ever need to go back and see who approved what and when.
Exactly. It's all about transparency and accountability.
This is all super impressive, but what about the people who actually have to use this system every day? What's their experience like? So we've talked about how RACM works behind the scenes, all the technical stuff, but what about the user experience? What are people actually seeing and interacting with?
Right, so that's where the RACM management console comes in. It's basically the command center for everything related to identities and access.
From what I saw in the documentation, it looks pretty user-friendly. There are different sections for things like self-service, people, assets, access.
Yeah, they've really tried to make it intuitive. The self-service section, that's a big one for users. It's like a one-stop shop for all those common tasks, like requesting access to a resource or resetting your password.
So no more having to call IT for every little thing.
Exactly. It gives users more control, which is always a good thing. Then you've got the people section, which, as you might guess, is all about managing, well, people.
That's where those identities we talked about earlier really come into play, right?
Exactly. Administrators use this section to create and manage those identities, link them to actual people in the organization, and handle all those account details.
And this is where that whole one person can have multiple identities thing gets interesting, right?
Absolutely. Like, think about a doctor who's also involved in research. They might need one identity to access patient records and a totally separate one for research data.
So RACM helps keep all of that organized and secure. What about that asset section?
So that's where RACM keeps track of all the valuable stuff, you know, applications, databases, servers. You can even use it to manage physical things like key cards or even entire buildings.
Wow, so it's not just digital assets.
Nope, it can handle the physical stuff too. And then you've got the access section, which is where things get really granular.
Because that's where you're actually defining who gets to access what and what they can do with it, right?
Exactly. It's all about setting those permissions and making sure the right people have the right level of access.
This is all starting to sound a lot less intimidating than I thought it would be.
Well, and don't forget about the self-service portal. That's like the user-friendly front door to RACM.
I do love a good self-service portal. Makes life so much easier.
Right. Users can log in, request access to whatever they need, even report any issues they're having, all without having to jump through hoops or wait on hold with IT.
Talk about a productivity booster.
Sure. And the self-service portal is really important for those access review campaigns, too.
Right, the regular check-ins to make sure everyone still has the right level of access. Why are those so important again? Refresh my memory.
Think about it. People change roles. They leave the company. New security threats pop up all the time. If you're not regularly reviewing who has access to what, it's like leaving the door wide open for trouble.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely not something you want to mess around with.
Yeah, exactly. Regular access reviews are crucial for keeping your data safe and making sure only the right people have access to sensitive information.
And RACM makes this process a lot less painful than it could be, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can set up automated campaigns to target specific people or roles, even those shared accounts that often get overlooked.
Mm.
And the system can send out reminders and track responses automatically. Makes the whole process a lot smoother.
Well, I think we've covered a ton of ground today. We've gone from the basic concepts of RACM identity all the way to those advanced security features and user-friendly tools. What's the biggest takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the key thing to remember is that RACM identity, it's more than just a technical system. It's a really powerful tool that can help organizations of all sizes manage access, streamline their workflows, and most importantly, keep their data secure.
And it's not just for those big corporations with tons of resources, right?
Nope, not at all. With those flexible deployment options and all the customization features, RACM can be a good fit for just about any organization.
So whether you're a small business just getting started or a large enterprise looking to up your security game, RACM Identity has something to offer.
Definitely. It's all about finding the right solution to fit your specific needs.
Well said. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have for today. Hopefully you're feeling a little more informed about the world of RACM identity.
And maybe a little less intimidated by it, too.
Exactly. As always, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.